tuning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Inez de la Quintero. They got a deal. Israel and Hamas agreeing to a four-day pause in their hostilities that will allow supplies into Gaza and around 50 hostages to be released.
Most people feel like this is the one shot. If people aren't released in this deal, they could be in there for years. The last Israeli hostage held was a soldier in Gaza. He was in there for 6 years as they negotiated over his release. And eventually, there were 1,027 Palestinian prisoners released from Israeli prisons.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv. Three people remain unaccounted for after a landslide smashed into three homes in a remote fishing community in southeast Alaska. Three people were killed. One adult survived. Like we needed any more incentive to avoid ultra-processed foods like chips and ice cream, reporting in the European Journal of Nutrition, researchers linked a 10% increase in daily consumption of processed foods to a 23% higher risk for head and neck cancers and a 24% increase in esophageal cancer. This is ABC News. North Korea trying again to launch a spy satellite.
Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh on North Korea's claimed successful spy satellite orbit.
I can confirm that we are aware of that, but we're still assessing the success of the launch.
The Biden administration condemning that North Korean launch, saying it violates UN resolutions and used a ballistic missile, which the UN banned Kim Jong-un from using. That claimed successful launch comes after two failed attempts last spring and summer. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Whether it'll turn into an environmental disaster remains to be seen, but a 67-mile-long oil pipeline in the Gulf of Mexico sprung a leak last week. Coast Guard Captain Kelly Denning is New Orleans Sector Deputy Commander.
Between the evening hours of Wednesday, November 15th, and the morning hours of Thursday, November 16th, a pressure anomaly was detected in a pipeline operated by the Main Pass Oil Gathering Company.
Inez de la Quintero, ABC News.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 38. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight 20. Daytime highs approaching 28 tomorrow. Mainly clear skies. Temperatures a bit below average Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 20s. Take a look at the extended forecast, 29, Sunday, 26, Monday, and 28 on Tuesday. Another look at the short range,